Hi everyone, this is the September 24th Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. As always, it's a pleasure to connect with each and every single one of you. Thanks so much for listening today. My cat is playing with my microphone wire. Gigi, stop. Because I don't want you playing with that. Can you please go back to sleep or taking your nap? Or you want to be part of the podcast now? You want to pick up where Maggie left off? Well, I guess you might be. But I have to do this podcast, Gigi. And I know you want to play with things, but this is what I do twice a month. And with that said, I thought she was taking a nap, which is why I decided to do the podcast at this moment, but she woke up. So I'm going to have to gently escort her out of my office before she gets herself hurt. And I'm going to... Okay, now she left on her own. She might just come back. I may have to pause this eventually and close the door while they are outside. I have a feeling that, she's back again. I have a feeling that Maggie, my cat of who made her transitions a few months ago, has been downloading some information to Gigi from the great beyond in the cat kingdom. Because Gigi is starting to do things that Maggie did when she was younger and healthier and so forth. Can I help you now? But you can't play with this. This is what I do. I'm going to have to escort you out the door and pause the recording. Ow! Or at least start over. It's time for her to get her nails trimmed as well. I'll be right back. I apologize for that. I could have recorded over all of that, but for the sake of being real, sometimes these podcasts are not perfect, and I usually record this in my little office here in the back room of my studio, and this is where the cats usually sleep as well. And when I came in this morning, Francine, the older of the two, the mom actually is a feral, so she's not quite trusting of human contact yet. However, her daughter Gigi is very friendly, or at least is a little bit more accustomed to human contact, so she's very comfortable around me. But she woke up just as I started the recording, so to speak, and by way of a little cat toy here, I gently escorted her out of the office and closed the door, and now she is playing with her toy outside. Again, this is the September 24th Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. As always, it's a pleasure to connect with each and every single one of you. This is a new microphone that I'm using. Actually, it's a standalone mic or a stand-up microphone hooked into the back of the computer by way of a regular microphone jack and not a USB port. And I like this microphone. I believe it delivers a lot more clarity, and I don't have to worry about using a headset, which I still have the headset for Skype calls and things, but I figure since I came across this little gadget while shopping at Target earlier this week, and I couldn't beat the price. The price was like $10 for this. It's a GE standalone microphone, and it detaches at the tip, and you can plug it also into your laptop, of which I don't have one. So, anyway, I have this new contraption now to record podcasts and things, and still using the headset jack for Skype calls and radio shows, etc. Anyway, it's been a very eventful week in terms of the stars, and I'm not talking about I'm not referring to the television show Dancing with the Stars, ha ha ha. I'm referring to the planets, and we recently had Moon in Aries as of last night and the night before. Great for manifestation, great for new beginnings, to manifest in the physical realm. So hopefully all of you who are listening to this podcast took advantage of the new moon, new moon, full moon, in Aries very recently. I didn't do much other than the fact that the moonlight did shine through my window, and I seized the opportunity to bathe my amethyst crystals in the moonlight for a couple of hours last night and the night before. Did a little prayer, meditational ritual, if you will, for abundance and new blessings. We have a full podcast today. First, we're going to start off with Libra and how the sun entered Libra very recently. I am a Libra with a birthday coming up. And its relationship, at least the sun sign in Libra, and its relationship to the Justice card and the King or Queen of Swords from Tarot. Next, I have a reading request for Veronica. Next, I'm going to talk about the summer reading special, which is coming to a close in a few days. And I wanted to let you know about it so that you can have an opportunity to reserve readings with me at a very low, ridiculously priced rate. Next, I have some psychic events coming up. Next, I have a reading request for Anne. And the spirit message today is seasonal clearing of residual energies. How now is the best time, especially when you're entering into a new season, because now fall is here. Fall has arrived in the Northern Hemisphere, although today it actually feels like early summer. It's a bit warm and muggy today, but fall-like temperatures are supposed to return to this area by Sunday. But fall is definitely here, and I am so happy. Okay. Let's begin with today's topic of Libra. Who is a Libra? What makes a Libra tick? Well, not trying to be biased here. I know several Libras, not just myself. My mother is a Libra. Her birthday is actually, good gracious, in a little less than 2 weeks, on the 7th. We Libras, for the most part, are very diplomatic souls. We strive to find harmony and peace and balance in everything that we do, especially our relationships. And relationships, either through romance, socially, or what have you, relationships are very important to us. We just cannot live on being independent forever. And well, I've been a single Libra for a long time, and somehow that's been working for me. But I'm always open to the opportunity of finding the right partner. Anyway, so you'll never find a Libra who is, I would say, highly aggressive. You'll never find a Libra who is deeply emotional. I mean, we can be. Yes, we have our emotions and we do feel. But we're all about the mind. And we have... Let me just put it to you this way. Our mental aptitude as Librans makes it very formidable for us to be trustworthy in terms of, again, relationships, who we interact with, and so forth. And because we're all about the mental, it takes us a long time for us to make very concrete decisions. You know, it's like that balance. We're always weighing the pros and cons, always weighing the pros and cons of decisions. And sometimes we cannot simply make up our minds. Let's say, for instance, I want to go out for dinner with a few friends. Now, I may be in the mood for Chinese in the morning. By the afternoon, I want Italian. And by the time it's evening, I want seafood. Because I can never get my mind, I know what I'm looking at and what I want. But it's like, well, if I have Italian today, that means I can't have it in 2 weeks. So I might as well have Chinese. But then I had Chinese about a few nights ago. So I can't have it twice in the same week. So maybe I should have seafood. But you know what? I don't know if I want to have seafood at this time of year. Maybe I should go back to having Chinese. We think like that. At least most Libras do. We simply cannot make up our minds. But when we do make up our minds, eventually we try to make the right choices. Are we perfect? No. But at least we try to be very clear in our intentions. We try to be very clear in our thoughts. We like to have a balance, a sense of balance here. And, you know, sometimes with us Librans, when we go through extremes, and we do go through our extremes, we can always end up shooting ourselves in the foot because we've had too much of one thing and not enough of another. So this is why having balance in our lives is very crucial, because it just keeps us sane for the most part. And again, we are great negotiators. We're very diplomatic. I believe President Jimmy Carter is a Libra. I believe he is. I have to check up his birthday, but I believe he's a Libra. And you know, during his presidency, he was very responsible for being a diplomat in terms of restoring relations between Israel and Egypt, like 30 somewhat years ago. John Lennon, I know, was definitely a Libra, and we know how very creative he was in his work to bring about change and peace. Julie Andrews is a fellow Libra. I know these things because I'm a Libra too. And so on and so on and so on. So instead of just making like a Libra fest, if you are a Libra, or if you know of a Libra, or you're having a hard time understanding a Libra, just know that we're all about the mental. Okay, we do love and we are emotional, and even though it's hard sometimes, we try to be grounded, even though it's not always successful, but we do try. But we're all about the mental. We like to have mental chitter-chatter in our brains just so we can figure out certain things. And some Libras even talk to themselves. So we're not crazy. We just have to figure things out and take our time in doing so. I would like to relate a couple of cards from Tarot to the Libra, Justice being one. Justice is typically number 11 of the major arcana in most tarot decks. And you see in the Justice card, he's holding up the scales in one hand and the sword in another. And he has a drape behind him, kind of like concealing what he doesn't really want you to know just yet. He's still trying to figure things out. He's trying to figure out, through a sense of balance and clarity, just what it is he really wants you to know. But until he has all the facts, then you're not going to be able to know the secrets just yet. Okay, and since Libras are all about the mental, Libra is an air sign, energy. We are air, so are Geminis and Aquariuses. Libras are definite air signs, and air signs in tarot relate to the swords. So if you ever see a Justice card coming up in a reading, so to speak, you can say, oh, this must be Libra, or maybe it's a legal matter, or it's something which requires a sense of balance and clarity in order to effect a sense of justice, if you will. So I like to equate Libra with justice and the Queen of Swords. Queen of Swords can also be determined as a Libra aspect when it comes up in a tarot reading. King of Swords, too. Some people see the King of Swords as Libra. Some people see the Queen of Swords as Libra. I typically see the Queen of Swords as Libra and the King of Swords as an Aquarius. That's just how I learned it, you know, through my work as a tarot medium over all these years. The Queen of Swords, very diplomatic, very witty, but she also has a bit of a sharp tongue. You know, it's like a double-edged sword. You know, you can befriend a Libra, but you don't want to make an enemy out of a Libra as well. Because the one thing about us Libras is that we will never, ever forget. Again, it's about the mental. We may forgive, but we'll never, ever forget. So you don't really want to piss off a Libra. You know, you can be our friend if it's meant to be. But you don't want to make an enemy out of a Libra. And it's not so much that a Libra is going to retaliate or take any actions of revenge, but it's the mental. It's kind of like if you piss off a Libra, all the Libra has to do is shut down and become aloof and standoffish and not even give that person the time of day. And that's even worse than any kind of revenge that I can think of. Oh yeah, we can do that. We as Libras can do that. We can just sit there and stew and not say a word. And we have all of these scenarios working in our minds, but you won't know it because we won't say anything. So again, Libra, Justice, Queen of Swords, this is our time, and it's going to end around October 20th when Sun enters Scorpio, and we can possibly talk about that next time, or shall I say next month. What is she doing? I have the door closed and it sounds like romper room going on in there. Ay, oy vey. Anyhow, so in a nutshell, happy birthday to all of my Libran friends out there. My birthday is actually on October 18th. Happy birthday to my mother, Dolores. Hers is on October 7th. And we Libras are very special folk. Oh, yes, we are. But we are very charming, we're very engaging, and we like to have intellectual, stimulating conversations. Just don't piss us off. So if you have any comments at all regarding this topic of Libra, Justice, Queen or King of Swords, which I really didn't talk much about the King of Swords, though. To me, King of Swords equates Aquarius, but then again, some people may disagree. If you have any questions or comments, you may do so on my Facebook page, Dana333444. You can link with me via Twitter, Dana333444, or you can send an email to my attention, podcast@intuitivedana.com, and so on and so forth. Or you may also leave feedback of this particular topic or the podcast in general via iTunes. And if you have access to iTunes, you go under the category of spirituality or religion / spirituality. You just get to the spirituality column and you type in psychics and you'll see a whole bunch of really good psychic podcasts, including yours truly, Intuitive Guidance, and you can leave your comments there. Good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. I am open to any kind of constructive criticism. Anyway, our first reading request, if I can pull this up, is from Veronica. And her date of birth is 5/20/70. And she wants to know about meeting someone special soon, because she doesn't have a partner right now, and she wants to be able to do this in time to have a child. Well, what I do get for you, Veronica, is that I do believe, in essence, that you're going to be meeting, or shall I say, you're going to be kissing quite a few toads before you finally meet your prince, or in this case, your king. Someone who's going to be very supportive, very grateful to have you in his life. Someone who is of mature age, so I'll have to say around early to mid 40s. He comes across as a fire sign energy to me. Aries, Libra, or Sagittarius. I'm sorry, I'm still on that Libra kick. Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, but he feels more like a Leo. Okay, and I'm not thinking in terms of the arrogant Leos, because, you know, according to the zodiac, Leos are very boisterous and they tend to brag and they can be a little bit conceited. I believe this is a very self-assured Leo male, but without the typical Leo or the stereotypical Leo characteristics. You know, one who has to get all of the attention and has to be in the spotlight and everything. If anything, he would rather have his partner be in the spotlight more so than he is. So he seems to be a very low-key kind of Leo energy. Very interesting in the name that comes up. I'm getting the letters N. N-N-T. Okay, well, that's interesting. N and T. So it could be N for Nick, T for Ted, and how you're going to come across this individual for a potential relationship. Well, he seems to be very creative, so it's either at some kind of a gallery or a function or an exhibit in which there are other creative people around. Maybe this is some sort of a networking party in which fellow creative artists are congregating or mingling in the same space, and you're exchanging business cards, leaflets, what have you. Maybe you have something on display, but he's also very creative. And don't be surprised if he is also in some sort of higher managerial type role or position at his place of work. Okay, I don't see him having a desk. I actually see him, well, yeah, he does have a desk, but he also has an office. He's an outdoorsy type of person, I'll have to say. Really likes to be out and about. So I don't see him, like, you know, even though he may have an office, he'll still try his best to spend his time outdoors, doing various physical activities. I get that he is of mixed heritage, so he could be part European, part, I don't know, South American. there's definitely some Anglican traits in him, but he's also got some other stuff going on in his bloodstream. Wow, he's very diverse, very good disposition. In terms of the timing, well, we know all about the timing. Hey, you know, the future itself is quite mutable and never stays the same. But I get 3 months, if I'm looking at this accurately. In about 3 months, you should meet this N as in Nick, T as in Ted fellow, possibly a very low-key, laid-back Leo, with very strong, kinetic, intimate energy, and you're just gonna be drawn to him. And I get that even though you're gonna be drawn to him, you don't have to do the chasing. Let him be the one to pursue you, and I do see that happening. He'll be the one to pursue you, and although you'll be just as equally attracted to him, you know, you don't have to, like, chase after him. Don't do that. Let him be the lion and you be the prey, so to speak. Haha. Let him be the one to pursue and chase you for a nice, appetizing little romantic relationship and see how it goes. Okay? So, Veronica, I hope this has answered your question, and thank you for submitting it. And if you would like to have a free mini reading on the Intuitive Guided Psychic Podcast, send first names only, or aliases, or anonymous, or initials, whatever you're comfortable with. Complete dates of birth, please, month, day, and year. And your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. Alrighty, moving on. For a while, I've been informing my mailing list of a summer reading special, which actually expires on the 30th of this month. This particular special is that you have an opportunity to reserve 3 45-minute phone or Skype readings. That's right, 3 readings for the price of 1. And the price is being reduced again because I know a lot of you are still struggling financially because of the economy and whatnot, so I want to make this as reasonable as possible. You can have 3 45-minute live readings by phone or Skype until September 30th for the drastically reduced price of $66 for all 3 45-minute readings. So let me make that clear. 3 45-minute live readings by phone or Skype, whatever you prefer, all 3 for one low price, and that one price for all 3 is $66. So you know what that means? That's $22 a reading. Okay, that's ridiculous. That's utterly ridiculous. This is the final price reduction before this special ends on September 30th. If you would like to take advantage of this special before it ends, you can visit and have paper and pen, because this does not appear anywhere on my website at all. So if you have paper or pen, jot this down. Go to intuitivedana.com/SPEC09310.htm. You won't find this anywhere on the regular website. This is a special, like, sidebar information, okay? You can pass this along to family and friends. You can reserve all three readings now. You have to, because you're getting 3 for 1. And you can reserve more than 3 if you wish. You can reserve 6 readings for 66 times 2. What is that? 128, I think. I don't know. Okay, where's my calendar? My calculator, I should say. Or you can reserve 9 readings. So 3 times 66, whatever you prefer. Again, it's 3 45-minute live readings, phone or Skype, for the drastically reduced price for the one last time of $66, and this ends in a few days on September the 30th. The link, once again, is intuitivedana.com, intuitivedana.com/S as in Sam, P as in Paul, E as in Edward, C as in Charles, 09310.htm. And that'll take you to a little page with a little PayPal link, and you can reserve your 3 readings that way. Again, this special ends on the 30th of this month, which is next Thursday. After that, no more. Alrighty, so take advantage of this special while it lasts. Get 3 very in-depth readings with yours truly. And it also includes your choice of audio recording, either a digital download or a cassette tape, mailed to you at no additional charge. And you get very in-depth, detailed psychic information for your highest and best good in all 3 readings. If you don't want all 3 readings, you can have one for yourself and, you know, share the other 2 with friends or family, whatever you want to do. Just know that it's 3 45-minute readings for the stupidly reduced price of $66 for all 3. Not 66 each. No, 66 for all 3 readings. So that's like $22 a reading, which is unheard of. Unheard of. Ridiculous. You'll never see this anywhere else. You'll never see this special again. Ever. So take advantage of it while it lasts. And if you have any issues at all with the website link or anything, please email info@intuitivedana.com and we'll try to get you set up. Okay? I'll be right back after this. Are you looking for detailed answers to very important questions? Hi, I'm Dana Marie. And for 2 decades, I helped many clients transition from confusion to clarity. As tarot medium and clairvoyant, I deeply explore finances, career, relationships, soul connections, spiritual awareness, and personal growth. Insightful guidance reveals predictions for your highest and best good. To schedule an appointment, visit my website, intuitivedana.com, intuitivedana.com, or connect with me via Twitter at Dana333444. I look forward to assisting you. Peace, love, and many blessings. Howdy there, and welcome back to the podcast. Okay, moving along. And again, just to reiterate one more time, this is the September 24th, 2010 Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast. I am Dana Marie, and this podcast is typically recorded at least twice a month. Not weekly, not daily, twice a month. Okay, I have some events coming up in October and in November. Let's see what we have here. Let me just move this out of the way. Okay. In about 2 weeks, a little more than 2 weeks, going on 3 weeks from now, the New York New Life Expo returns during the weekend of October 15th to the 17th. And so is Best American Psychics. And Best American Psychics is planning to have a booth there once again, where you can have readings with very talented intuitives on Best American Psychics. And regardless of what people may think of Best American Psychics, regardless what people's opinions are of Best American Psychics, good, bad, or indifferent, I know that the talent, most of the talent in Best American Psychics is legitimate. Okay, you're not going to come across bullshit artists, charlatans, and so forth. You know, whether they may be well known and extremely popular or just local like me. But Best American Psychics, they do take their work very seriously. And for that, I have to give them that much. They do take their work seriously. And there is a membership, yes, in order to be part of Best American Psychics. But you know what? In the grand scheme of things, you are getting true readers. You are getting very legitimate, honest, ethical guidance. Again, you're not getting bullshit artists. You're not getting charlatans. You're not getting scams or fakes. For the most part, the readers there, including yours truly, you know, try to follow a certain code of ethics. And I take my work seriously. I would hope you would believe I take my work seriously. And that's the reason why I joined Best American Psychics nearly 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half. So anyway, I'm off on a tangent here, but I had to make that known. So despite what you may have heard about Best American Psychics, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, just know for the most part, there are people there who are willing to work and work for your highest good and working for your best interest. So use discernment when you go to bestamericanpsychics.com and you check out the talent. You choose the reader who's right for you. And that's how it goes, and that's how you establish relationships with legitimate psychics. Anyway, I'm going off again. As far as I know, I should be appearing with Best American Psychics in order to do readings at the booth this October at the New Life Expo. So for more information about what's coming up in October, you can go to bestamericanpsychics.com and click on their event calendar and see what's coming up for October, and you'll definitely come across mention of the appearance at the New Life Expo in New York City, or you can go to newlifeexpo.com for more information. I don't know what day I'm going to be working at the Best American Psychics booth this time around. I've tried letting them know in advance that I'm available either on the 15th or the 16th, and I have a prior engagement on the 17th, which I will explain to you in just a moment. So if you're in New York City that weekend and you would like to get some good readings, do consider coming by Best American Psychics, the booth. I don't know if they're going to have the same booth number as always, but and you can ask the ladies up front, Shay or Angel, if Angel's going to be there, Shay or Angel. Am I scheduled? And I believe I will be. I just don't know what day yet. And if you follow me on Facebook, then you'll know for sure as soon as I get the information. That's all I can say. That same weekend, on Sunday, October 17th, is the Free Spirit Gathering here at the Enchanted Studio in the Bronx. Very easy to get to by all means of public transportation in New York City. This is a Free Spirit Gathering. Free. Free. That means donations are obligatory, okay? Free. It begins at 3 p.m. Eastern here at the studio and ends around 6. It's a meeting of like minds, and you get to make new connections with people of similar interests. And you'll also be able to engage in a very deep meditation, usually facilitated by yours truly. And then we take a break with some light refreshments, and then I get myself out of the way and I leave my body for about an hour and give mini channeled readings without the use of cards or any divinational tool. I tap into that spirit energy and just relay messages. And again, this is free, but you must RSVP because this is taking place at the studio and there's not a whole lot of room. If anything, maybe about 10 people is the maximum. For more information, you can go to my website, intuitivedana.com. You click on events, and you can at least look for a little link that says free events there, and it will take you to more information about the free spirit gatherings here at the Enchanted Studio. And it's coming up again on Sunday, October 17th. You might want to join my mailing list too, just to get some more up-to-date information about that. And you can also find out how to join my mailing list on my website. I'm losing my voice. That's because I don't have my water with me. Again, that's October 17th. October 17th, which is on a Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. And lastly, I have a big event coming up in November at the Meta Center in New York City. This is taking place on Monday, November 15th from 6:30 to 9:30. It's called An Evening with Dana Marie, Meditations and Readings. It's kind of like an upgraded free spirit gatherings, if you will, only this is a ticketed event, which means that there is an admission charge per person. And this is open to a slightly larger audience. This is kind of like my breakthrough moment as a medium, as a channeler, as a psychic intuitive, with or without the use of cards. I'll let spirit determine that for me. But anyway, it's $25, which is like ridiculously low. $25 per person, and tickets are on sale right now, and not through the Meta Center. You have to go to my website, again, intuitivedana.com. Go to the main page, you click on events, and there you'll see a nice little poster describing in detail about the big event coming up on Monday night, November 15th from 6:30 to 9:30, An Evening with Dana Marie. Don't call the Meta Center for tickets. They're not selling the tickets. The tickets are being handled by a third party online. And because of the limited seating at the Meta Center, tickets are not being sold at the door. So don't arrive thinking you're going to buy tickets because no one's going to be there. You have to have ticket in hand for this event. And it's like my breakthrough moment. I'm going to dress up. I'm going to have my hair done. I'm going to have my crystals with me. And we're all just going to have a very good time. So that's on Monday night, November 15th at the Meta Center, 214 West 29th Street between 7th and 8th Avenues in New York. And again, it's a ticketed event and the tickets are being handled by a third party, not through the Meta Center and not through me. You need to purchase your tickets online and you won't be able to do so at the door. Just letting you know. And I really hope to see you on November 15th. It's my breakthrough moment as a medium. Hey! And we'll see who comes through from the other side. From a place of love, of course. I mean, I'm not all about the spookiness, you know, and all that stuff. I mean, even though Halloween's about a month away, I like to bring forth messages of truth and love and enlightenment, and maybe, you know, Uncle Joseph or Aunt Stella might come through. So definitely check out my website, intuitivedana.com/events, or you can go to the main page and click on events, and there it will take you to how you get tickets for An Evening with Dana Marie. Alrighty. Next, I have a reading request here for, for Anne, her birthday is 3-4-61. And she's also waited a long time to find love in the sense of a real life partner. And if I see that on the horizon, and can I tell her who I see? Well, first and foremost, and I know we talked about this before privately, but I believe this is some added information. I believe what's going on with you right now is a sense of moving forward in terms of finding your passions, in terms of finding your true happiness. It's kind of like, in order for you to claim the relationship that you want, there's only one way to go, one direction, and that's moving forward. Not left, not right, and certainly not backwards, but definitely moving forward. So in essence, I believe that you are, as long as you are persistent in the way in which that you're setting the intention and the focus of finding a partner. And let me make this clear. I'm not saying for you to hound anybody or to chase people, because then you're going to end up scaring off somebody who can really be a big part of your life. You would rather have that person pursue you. But what I mean by persistence in terms of finding what you want is setting the intention. Setting the intention and making it very clear as to who it is that you want in your life. Okay, this is a little bit of homework. So if you can get yourself a paper and a pen and write down 50 best qualities that you're looking for in a mate, in your life partner. Not what you don't want, but what you do want. 50. And I know that sounds pretty extreme, and I know that sounds like a high number. But once you're able to list that, not what you don't want, but what you do want in a relationship, you're already putting your best foot forward. You are already setting intention. But again, it doesn't mean for you to stay home and just write down a list. Start engaging in different activities if you're able to. Check out various groups in your town. I always tell people, you know, if you want to try online internet dating, fine. I'm not a big fan of it, but I always hear great success stories, even with the nightmares about online internet dating. But I always tell people it's always best to try to meet people in person. I am a big advocate of meetup.com, meetup.com. It's online, but it kind of hooks you up, let's say, no pun intended, with groups matching your own interests, and you actually have to leave your house and go and meet these people. And I belong to one particular meetup group. Hi to Lynn and Ken and Raven, if you're listening, and Emily. I don't know if they're into psychics, but yay. But I belong to this BBW of New York group and have been doing so for at least a few years now. And I might not have found the one yet at this particular meetup group, and that's fine. When I go there, I'm on my friends, and we have good laughs, and we have a good time. And it was through meetup.com that I made some new friends. So for you, Anne, it's just a matter of first setting the intention and then being proactive. Just going out with the mindset of meeting new people, making some new connections, and having a good time. And I believe, this is interesting. They're showing me something about next summer, July. Okay, so I don't know if I can't remember exactly what I told you when we last talked in private. But they are showing me July or sometime next summer is when you'll finally, at least start to share your life with a nice guy. I don't know, for some reason they're showing me the letter H in his name. It could be H for Harry or maybe for Charles, or maybe his last name is Hernandez, but there's a very prominent sounding letter H in his name. Something to look out for. But It may take a little bit of time for you to really step out of the comfort zone a bit, but set the intention, write down the list of good qualities, 50 as your number, and start meeting people. Go to meetup.com and see what's in your area based on your particular interests. If you like football, you know, look for football fan groups on Meetup that you can actually go to in person. If you like movies, you know, you can have movie nights with a group of friends and singles and see what's out there. I mean, the possibilities are just endless. But don't stay in the house. Get yourself active, be persistent, and allow this H energy to come around in your little corner of the world, and things will be moving forward around next summer, particularly in July. Okay? So, Anne, thank you very much for your question. And again, if you have a question for a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send first names, dates of birth, very important, month, day, and year, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. And even though the podcast is typically recorded twice monthly, I do get to most podcast requests. If you have an urgent matter that and you can't wait for your turn with the podcast, I would encourage you to reserve a private consultation with me via my website, intuitivedana.com, and I'll get you right in as soon as possible, and we'll see what's going on with you. Alrighty. Okay. To close our podcast this afternoon is a topic about seasonal clearing of residual energies. Autumn has begun finally here in the Northern Hemisphere. Earlier this week, it did feel a little bit like fall, but lately it's gotten a little bit more warm and muggy again. I guess you might want to consider this as Indian summer, if you will. But it's supposed to pass by Sunday. Anytime there is a new season that arrives, whether it's spring, summer, winter, or fall, this is an opportunity to clear up and push out and release and let go from residual psychic energy that you have somehow accumulated from the previous season. Each season is 3 months long, so that's a long time. And it's all about decluttering to clear your space. So now would be the perfect opportunity to get rid of clutter and clear the energy around you. Even if you do it within your own home by way of using feng shui, perfect. But it's about clearing out the old residual energy, allowing the new energy to come into your life as the seasons change. This could be considered either metaphorical or actual, maybe. Hopefully none of you are hoarders or pack rats. I've been seeing way too much of that on reality TV lately, and some of that stuff is very scary, like, oh my God. And Mom, no offense, yes, you are a hoarder. And you are a hoarder. Well, that's a different topic for a different day. But anyhow, with the arrival of autumn, now is the time to clear away that old space, or that, should I say, the old energy from your space. Whether it's within the home, but typically within yourself, and what your energetic field has accumulated, some old cords, some residual stuff that's really no longer needed and not even purposeful for you. And by way of grounding, connecting to Mother Earth, seeing the roots coming out from the bottoms of your feet to the core of Mother Earth below you, see her pretty much pulling away down through those roots all that old baggage, that old residual stuff, and allowing that new light that new energy, that newness to shine through you, within you, and all around you. Just it's kind of like recycling, if you will, or how you recycle bottles and cans. Seeing your energy field like cleansed and cleared and recycled and rehabilitated to its ultimate shine. And that way you're able to attract new beginnings and new opportunities for the fall months. And that is so. Thank you very much, Spirit. Alrighty, so this concludes another podcast. I will be returning early October, perhaps around the 10th or the 11th, before the New Life Expo. As soon as I get more information about the dates, I'm appearing via the Best American Psychics. You can check my website, or you can hook me. Or you can find that out via my page on Facebook, Dana333444, or Twitter, Dana333444. And the cats are quiet, so must be their nap time. Anyway, until the next podcast, peace, love, many blessings to you. Namaste.